Back in the day, he was often referred to as Mr. Rigoletto. That's Louis Quillico, joined by the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra. And that was a moment from Verdi's iconic opera, Cortigiani Villa Razza Danata is the name of that aria from Rigoletto. And it's my pleasure to host his son on our jukebox today, who will be performing in Collingwood very soon, Friday, July 12th, a show called Some Enchanted Evening with Julie Nasralla. Welcome, Gino. Welcome to the jukebox.
Hello. How are you? Nice to be here.
Great to have you. Wow. We are so excited. You are our closing act, the prestigious closing act at the Collingwood Music Festival. And I have to say, tickets are selling like never before. I mean, this is going to sell out. It's a show called Some Enchanted Evening. And before we get into that, that show is coming up Friday, July 12th. I just want to personally congratulate you on behalf also of our new Classical FM team for your recent award, the very, very distinguished award.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm now a chevalier.
Chevalier.
Yes.
Monsieur Chevalier, huge congratulations to you for winning. It's a huge award, the Quebec version of the Order of Canada, and that's recent news. Very distinguished.
I have the officer of the Order of Canada as well, and so now I'm an officer and a chevalier.
Amazing. And, you know, just looking at your career, more than 30 roles in opera in some of the most prestigious stages in the world, including the Met, of course, La Scala, the Paris Opera, with major, major conductors, even the great Herbert von Karajan, to have that name, and Lenny Bernstein, Seiji Ozawa. How do you, you know, look back at more than 40 years and kind of think about a few moments that really stand out? I know there must be so many stories you could write a book, but...
Yes. We did write a book.
Yeah.
But I have to say probably the one that, because it's family, and that would be when my father and I sang at the Metropolitan Opera together, and we were the first father and son to perform there.
Wow.
And two Canadians. So it took two Canadians, and I have to admit that was sentimentally the most incredible moment in my career, you know, and but they gave us the last curtain call. We walked out, and a big bouquet of flowers landed on the stage, through many flowers, but one big one wrapped up in this red thing, and I kind of opened it up, and it was the Canadian flag, you know, and the Canadians were there, and it was just a great emotional moment.
For sure. What were you performing together?
We did Manon, and it was only one night. My father asked the Met, said, could I sing one night with my son? And they said, oh, Louis, without problems, because he had been a regular at the Met. And then after we did it, there was a big reception in the Grand Tier, and they announced, and I didn't even know, because they worked it out with my agent, they announced that Louis and Gino will come back to sing the Barber of Seville in the year, I forget what year it was, but it was, it was fantastic. And we reproduced it again, and we did it at the Paris Opera. And
wow.
Yeah, it was a wonderful month.
Like father, like son. And let's fast forward now, 30 opera recordings later, you're looking back, we're looking back at 1995, and that's when you received your Grammy Award for Berlioz. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, I don't know what to say. If you get a Grammy, I wasn't at the festivities, because the classical music doesn't really get, like all the popular music and everything. They don't have the same kind of, but we get recognized, obviously. But I have my Grammy here, and everybody wants to touch it when they come at my house.
It's magical powers emanating, yes.
Yes, it's magical powers, and my students now, because I teach as well now, and they all love to see that Grammy Award. And I say, okay, you can hold it. You can hold it. They aspire to get one day.
Yeah, just a minute. Exactly, right. Wonderful. Now let's talk about, you graduated from the University of Toronto's Faculty of Music, and that's where your career launched. And as you mentioned, now you're giving back. You're giving back to not only Canada, but of course, students from all over the world come and work with you. 46 years later, how does that feel to make that circle back to Canada?
Well, mostly back to Ontario, because I've been performing a lot in Quebec, but I was absent from Ontario for many, many years. And returning, it started with, I was invited to the West Bend Festival last year, and I did a concert there, and it was a tremendous success. Next thing you know, they call me to give me the Ruby Awards. I go back to Toronto, and then I get to do a master class at the University of Toronto, where I graduated. So all this happened, and now Collingwood is here, and I'm waiting for everybody else to call me now.
Well, the word is now out.
And you know, when I was a kid, I have to just say that, but I was living in Toronto when I was going to university, and before that, I used to go party. My nephew just told me, because he works with Sony in Toronto, he just said, Wasaga Beach is not far from Collingwood, correct?
That's right.
I used to go to party at Wasaga Beach.
Oh, yeah. Well, we still do
that. When I
was
a teenager.
That's the party place. Yeah.
Yeah. So
fantastic.
So this will be my return in that area of Ontario.
Exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Well, you know, Beach 6 is only a 15-minute drive. You know, that's the closest beach. And it's...
Really? 15 minutes? Oh, it's that close. Wow.
15 minutes, that's all. Beach 1 takes a little longer, but it's considered the longest freshwater beach in the world.
Freshwater beach, yeah.
We'll have some sunshine reserved for you when you're here. So
good.
Of that. Well, this is super exciting. Tell us a little bit about the upcoming production. It's called Some Enchanted Evening, and you are partnering with Julie Nasralla.
Yes, wonderful. I've sang with her many times. We've never done a show like just the two of us. This is the first one.
Oh, good.
And unfortunately, the pianist fell ill, so my pianist from Quebec is coming, Dominique Boulian, fantastic piano player.
You're in good hands, yes.
Yeah, we're in great hands. And she was so happy because she knew him as well. So it's very important to have that chemistry between the piano and the singers.
Right.
So we're kind of doing the major part of the concert is Broadway, a lot of big Broadway hits, you know, from South Pacific, Carousel, A Chorus Line, My Fair Lady, A Star Is Born, Les Mis, West Side Story. So a lot of good stuff there.
Oh, good.
And then for the second part, because Julie has recently, I think she came out with a jazz album or something. So she wanted to do a couple of numbers. So I said, yeah, do it. It'll be fun. We'll give the audience a little extra, you know. And so she's going to do a couple of selections, jazz numbers. And I said, well, since you're doing the jazz and I'm Italian of origin, you know, I said, I got to do some of those good old Italian songs like O Sole Mio, you know.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to do a little bit of that.
Yeah, pile them on.
And then we will finish with a couple of operatic arias, which is kind of gives it a real flavor, but like I said, mostly musicals, Broadway musicals, but with a couple of little extras there for the audience to enjoy.
Well, it just sounds like a full course meal, you know, with the desserts and the hors d'oeuvres.
Yes, exactly.
That's how we like things in Collingwood. Well, we're super excited. It's Friday, July 12th. Come to Collingwood. As you can hear, this is a first for us. It's a first for them. Gino Quillico joined by Julie Nasralla with some great show tunes, diving into contemporary Broadway, West End hits, iconic tunes there. So come join us. Get your tickets at collingwoodfestival.com or call the box office 705-416-1317. Gino, one last question for you.
Yes.
Your instrument that is obviously very dear to you has often been referred to as a leaner instrument than the burly baritone of your father, Louis. How do you define that? How can you put that kind of in layman's terms for anyone not coming from an operatic world?
Oh my gosh. Not an easy one, but I like to say that I'm what you call a lyric baritone.
So the lyric baritone.
Lighter and brighter, and my father darker and all that meant more dramatic baritone, a darker sound. So mine is a brighter, lighter sound, typical lyric baritone, and my father was more of a what they call a dramatic or a verdi baritone.
Gotcha. But
that would be the best way to describe those two.
Yeah, good one. But you still have that rapid fire when you need it. You have that agility in your voice, because I've heard your recordings. So are we looking more kind of Rossini, Carmen, Bizet the Toreador, kind of that area?
Yeah, you're not getting that one this time, but you're getting into another great one, which I'll tell you that what I'm going to sing, and people love it, is The Barber of Seville, Figaro's aria, his big aria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because now I like to say I don't really look like a toreador anymore because I, you know, I'm kind of aged a little bit, got a little bit of a belly. So I like to say I look more like the bull rather than the toreador, you know.
Gotcha. So, well, that swagger is still in your voice.
Figaro can be all ages.
Yeah, gotcha. Gino, it's been a pleasure, and we can't wait to hear you live up here in Collingwood.
I can't wait to be there. I'm really looking forward to this concert.
Fantastic. You have a great afternoon. Good luck with all your upcoming projects and gigs coming up, and we can't wait to touch bases again. So see you soon.
See you soon.